Welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast.
Hello again and welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast. My name is Kevin Smith. I am your host. This episode of the Coder Dojo podcast is sponsored by Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/CDP to get a free Audible book of your choice. I am here with Douglas and Kieran. Say hello, people.
Hello.
I'm surprised you said all of that in one breath.
I know, yeah. especially because I was actually prepared to go all chocolate rain and breathe.
Run outside the room because
I noticed that I was taking lots of breath time. And Luca is here also.
Our resident tech guy.
He's the person who made our intro, so thank you, Luca. Yes. Anyway.
It's like a microcast. One of them's mute.
We are going to be making some pretty significant changes to the podcast, where we are only going to be talking about technology now. We may tangentially talk about video games, manga, and anything else.
We may use stuff as segues to talk about technology.
But the primary focus will be mainly technology and coding news, when there is coding news. Anyway, so as we can all agree, Apple and Samsung have been warring for some time now, and they've been squabbling and fighting over every little device possible. And just as the iPhone 6 release date nears, the Samsung Galaxy Alpha has been leaked. It has a 4.7 inch HD display that's 1280 by 780. It's got an octa-core or quad-core i7 gigahertz plus a quad. It runs Android 4.4.4 KitKat. It has a 12 megapixel camera on the rear and a 2.1 front facing camera. It can record in Ultra HD 4K, and for those of you who don't know what that is, that's like 1080p but on steroids.
It's like four times the size.
Yeah, it's 3840 by 2160 at 30 frames per second.
Yeah, I'm just reading here. It says
features has an ultra power saving mode. It's got a download booster, a quick connector, a private mode. It has an accelerometer, a gyro sensor, a geomagnetic sensor, a hall sensor, a light sensor, a proximity sensor, a gesture sensor, fingerprint scanner, and heart rate monitor. It comes with 32 gigs of storage. It has 2 gigs of RAM. Has no SD card slot.
So basically, the whole iPhone is on steroids.
No, yep. That's the Alpha.
You can actually buy
it now. It is retailing for five hundred and fifty pounds.
But you can't buy the iPhone 6 yet, can you?
No, we're talking about the Samsung Galaxy.
Sorry.
Oh no, that's the Galaxy S5.
Yeah, well, the iPhone 6 basically, in comparison.
Apple and Samsung are having a leak off.
Yeah.
Dun. They're seeing who can leak better stuff.
No, but they won't take Tim Cook said, I think it was 2 years ago, in 2012 or something along those lines, that they're going to be doubling down on secrecy, or in my best impression of him, we're going to be doubling down on secrecy, y'all. That was my best Tim Cook impression, even though it sounds nothing like him. Yeah. I don't know, but in my head, Tim Cook sounds like that.
To clarify what I was saying earlier, the iPhone 6, I'm reading here from Forbes.
Forbes. Yay.
It's Forbes, you know. Anyway, the money. iPhone 6 display problems reportedly hit production.
And if you were listening last week to... If you were listening last week, then you would know that there is going to be they are going to be announcing two new iPhones. Whether they will announce them at the same time is another question. But they will be announcing two different ones because a Taiwanese government official or something along those lines tweeted that two models If I could find the notes there.
Yeah, it's like a normal size and then like a phablet.
Yeah, Tacron tweeted earlier last week that the government approved 2 iPhone 6 models for importing into Thailand, and while it didn't... So they're going to be announcing 2 different sizes. What I think is they're going to be announcing one for the iPhone main series model, so like iPhone 5S, that.
So the actual iPhone 6 and maybe the iPhone 6 XL.
No, the iPhone 6, and then maybe that would be the bigger one, and then the smaller one would be for the 5C line.
So the 6C.
Yeah.
The iPhone 6C.
Yeah. Sexy.
Oh, they knew what they were doing with marketing.
I think we found our episode title, iPhone Sexy.
Oh, God.
Seems legit.
Okay, so they announced a 4.7-inch model and a 5.5-inch model with a sapphire crystal display, and with a faster and more efficient AA chip. This is not official. Like, these are just what the rumors have been saying.
Yeah.
So as we've seen, the 5S is 4 inches. It's rumored that the 6 will be 4.7, and there will be another model in 5.5. And at the moment, the iPad Mini is 7.9, and the iPad Air is 9.7.
Mm.
Okay, so here is ultimately the question: let's say you were given the money, and you were going to get an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
There was an option between the sugar. Where did it go? Here it is. And there's an option between the four inches, which is what this is.
So the 5S.
No, the four. Yeah, would you get a 4-inch screen, which is a bit bigger than the 4S?
Because
it's measuring widthways.
Diameter.
Would you get a 4.7-inch? I would not get the 4.7-inch because it's not that much bigger. Would you get a 5.5-inch, which would be about this size, roughly? Or would you just get an iPad Mini with cellular? Or maybe even an iPad Air? Personally, I think the 4S size is... Personally, out of all of the iPhone designs, I like the 4S is the best. I didn't see a need for the 5 to be bigger. I think this is a perfect size. And I definitely don't see a need for it to be wider. Kieran, you have an iPhone, so what do you think? Douglas, you don't have an iPhone, do you?
I don't have an iPhone. I might be getting one, but that's just like from my dad, so it's a 4S.
Mm. Yeah, I have a 4S. I think the 4S is a perfect size. I don't know.
Yeah, the 4S.
It was the last one they ever made before they actually went to this whole bigger size.
Yeah,
so
I don't know, I really like it. It's just the perfect size. It's not too big, not too small. And even with the case, it fits in your pocket perfectly.
Yeah, and it...
fits your hand well as well.
Yeah, it's nice in your hand. And on top of that, they're not even selling 5s anymore.
Yeah, I used to have a Samsung Galaxy S2, right? That was like...
longer
than a 4S.
Battery sucking.
I remember.
But this feels so much easier to use as well. I don't know, I prefer Apple products anyway, so.
What was I saying? I got distracted momentarily. Anywho. Why am I talking in that voice? Let us move away from this. For now, in other technology news, a 17-year-old invented a smart device that makes clean water and power at the same time.
Oh.
17-year-old Cynthia Sin Nig Lam. I apologize deeply if I butcher that name.
How do you pronounce
Probably
it?
Probably have.
Is one of the...
Sinna Lam.
Is one of the 15 finalists of this year's Google Science Fair. She started researching renewable electricity generation last year and quickly realized that she could incorporate water purification into the process, because why not?
Oh, yeah, because
I've actually started drinking water a lot more recently.
But I think I know.
How interesting.
Just from that, because most ways we get electricity is through basically turning water to steam to turn steam turbines. So obviously the steam is more purified water, so I think that's how she's doing it. From what I can just guess.
From what I'm seeing here.
Or it could be wrong.
It has a solar panel and a wind turbine which powers the device, and then you put water into a dish that looks into sort of like a plasticky metal dish. Like, you know those ones you get, like, you know when you get like apple tarts and there's like, they're in like a foil thing. It looks like that. You put it in there and then it goes through there into some purification and then out.
Oh.
So it's powered by both solar and wind energy. And I would assume that it would be using some form of hydropower from the water.
How much would it cost to make?
I don't know. She's only on the prototype now. Mm. And says...
budgeting and selling out comes later.
Mm. Yeah. So, next is Google has... for those of you who don't know, Google are working on self-driving cars. And... What?
Did you say cares?
And we're back. We had to stop momentarily because interruption. But I edited out. Yay. Editing skills for the win. Take that, trolls.
High five, future self.
I told you. I just self-fived myself.
In the future.
Yeah. So, what were we talking about again? Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, for those of you who don't know, Google are working on self-driving cars, and Google have reportedly created a matrix-like simulation of California to test its self-driving cars.
How many Neos did they put in?
I'm just saying, but do you have a source on this?
Yes, I am on. Yeah, maybe this wasn't the best source. It's called Extreme Tech.
Extreme!
You should put the links to the
I will. Yeah. Okay, next thing, because nobody really wants to talk about that. Sony, I don't know why you would want to do this, but Sony may be releasing a perfume bottle with a selfie camera.
Why?
I'm sorry, this is...
Images that surfaced on Asian social media site Weibo this week allegedly show a Sony camera shaped like a perfume bottle, sparking rumors that the company could launch it in Asian markets soon. Even stranger shape, it seems that the camera is specifically designed for selfie taking.
So you or hold spies. The perfume bottle, spray yourself, and be like, and then it takes a picture.
No, I don't think it's actually going to be
again.
Perfume.
Seems legit.
No, I don't
think it works for espionage.
No, I don't think it's actually
like
going to be perfume.
I managed to figure that out, Kevin.
Next is... there is an app called Secret, and apparently your anonymous posts to Secret aren't anonymous after all. Ben Codill, I am terrible with names, I'm so sorry. He's halfway through his sandwich when he casually reaches over to his iPhone, swipes... a screen a few times, then hold it up. Is that you? He asked. Basically, hackers can look in to Secret, the app, and find out who you are.
Dun dun dun. So, any of you corporate leakers, you're in trouble.
So Disney thinks it could turn drones into flying TV screens and puppet masters. So yeah.
Yet again.
No, there is even a schematic for this. As in, there is a Jack Skellington. There is a Jack Skellington picture here, with something along the lines of 400 points, and it's called Figure Point 4, and yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, if you're trying to kind of show how this is good and works, why would you use Jack Skellington? As an example.
Yeah, good point. No, that's just one of them. There is other ones, I think. Mm. There is...
Next, they're going to use Maleficent.
There is a little boy with 7 drones flying.
Let me see.
There is a, if it load, you can see there. There's a little boy with a.
That is scary. Look at the scale. The person in front. That was like. That
yeah.
Jack Skellington must
oh
be like 20
God.
Feet tall.
That's disturbing.
We're going to have 20 feet tall Tim Burton creations running around.
That's not something I want to see.
Next it's going to be Johnny Depp. There's just going to be a 20 foot tall Johnny Depp everywhere chasing us.
I could just imagine a tiny bush hiding in bushes
stalking
us through our windows.
Oh, bush in a bush.
And now as we talked about Apple and Samsung, we are going to talk about Windows. Windows 9 will may debut as early as September 30th. Windows 9 may be coming even before you begin thinking about Halloween costume. The Verge reports the date is tentative, but the general time frame is the end of September, beginning of October. The software will be a quote-unquote preview version meant for developers, the report says, so it's unclear if the rumored public beta for Windows 9 would begin at the same time. I would assume that it would come like 6 months after, maybe, for the public beta. I don't know.
It's just... I don't know. What's the reception to Windows 8 been like? It's been
Windows 8.0 has been on desktop, not the best. But the one to 8.1 has been very positive because it fixed a lot of things. I like the look of Windows 8. I like its panel things, but I don't think it works the best on desktop. It works. It looks like it would work great on a mobile device, but I've used Windows 8 a tiny bit on a computer. It's not the best. There was a point where I walked into PC World, I think this was like a year or two ago, and Windows 7 was more expensive than Windows 8 because there must have been more demand for Windows 7.
Is it, I don't know if it's actually true or not, but in Windows 8.1, did they bring back the start menu?
I think they did. Or at the very least, they were planning to.
I heard
something about a start menu coming back.
Because that was like the primary
gripe. A year ago, I heard something about a start menu coming back. I don't know if it's in 8.1, but I would assume that it's definitely going to be in 9.
9 is just going to be like, it better like be a bit more kind of desktop friendly.
Hey, Kieran, talk.
Use your mouth to make words.
Okay.
That's not a word.
You heard it here first, folks.
No, it was scooge blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Were you okay, even listening? Now, two other things. There is a website by the name, I think, Journal, who is looking to do surveys about want to get some feedback from children on apps that they find enjoyable. We are not children. We are teenagers, and Douglas is a young adult.
I'm almost.
Is almost a young adult. So we are going to discuss our favorite apps. We're going to discuss our five favorite apps and then mention. So this can be for Android, Windows, and this doesn't even have to be an app, a mobile application. It can be an application
first.
You can get on your computer, and then we're going to be talking about educational apps because that's particularly what they want to talk about. And then we're going to be talking about our favorite subreddits. All of this and more when we get back from our short break.
Hey, listen, hey!
For you, the listeners of the Coder Dojo podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their services. And I'd personally recommend a book myself. Why not go with The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien? Now, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/CDP. Again, that's audibletrial.com/CDP for your free audiobook.
Hello again and welcome back. We are back. That was our Audible advertisement. Now,
amazing, isn't it?
Amazing, wasn't it? Now, as you can... And as we promised, we are now going to be talking about, well, our favorite apps, our favorite entertainment apps, and our favorite subreddits on Reddit. Kieran really wants to talk about this, so Kieran, you can get started. Give us your top five favorite apps. They don't have to be in any particular order.
Okay, podcasts, Spotify, Newsstand.
No, you have to explain why you like it.
Basically,
you can't just go,
podcasts is you can listen to podcasts. I know, like, you wouldn't expect that. Spotify is good, but the only thing about that is it's shuffled unless you buy premium.
Oh, you don't buy premium.
Yeah,
premium.
I don't know anyone who has. Newsstand, just because it's magazines.
Do you get any magazines on it?
You enjoy it, even though
will.
You don't use it?
I've only just started using that.
I'm a Shonen Jump.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I like Run Forest Run. That's new. I think we mentioned that in the last podcast, did we? Okay, that's four. Hill Climb Racing, and I like the Marvel app and the Crunchyroll app.
Okay.
That's six.
Do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next, because it's a bit awkward for me, because my phone is, like, really old, so it didn't really do apps. Like,
no, you can do a computer app.
No, I have a tablet, but I'm... one app that I'd like to mention that I did enjoy, like, on my phone, which is, like, from 09, it's, like, Symbian. There was a desktop MMO called Tibia, and there was a mobile version called Tibia ME. And, like, anything with the attachment ME, it didn't actually bode well. But for actual apps I enjoyed, I'd have to say, well, the Marvel Comics app, and by extension, the Comixology app, because last year, Marvel ran a promotion where they gave away about 700 comics for free. It was so big, and it was announced during Comic-Con that it crashed the it crashed the servers, and you had to sign up for a newsletter, you could sign up for a newsletter for news. And if you signed up for the newsletter, like, a month later, they got back to you saying, yeah, because you signed up to the newsletter, we're giving you this link so you can choose what you want to download. And I just clicked everything, and I got it put to my account, and I just have, like, loads of stuff, like, from Avengers to Captain America to Big Hero 6. Like, do you even know who Big Hero 6 is?
No.
It's Japan's super team.
Okay, so my top five apps.
Yet again, seems legit.
I have a Mac, so you could have done Windows applications too, or just applications in general that you don't have to go onto a store. So my favorite apps are the Marvel app for iOS. I like it because I can get comics on it, and yeah, I like the podcast and Audible app. Because then I can listen to podcasts and audiobooks. On the Mac, I like iStat menus. It's really, really good. I just got it the other day. You can customize tons and tons of stuff. It goes up into your toolbar, I personally only have the network and the fan and sensors one on, but you can have it set up so that there's a CPU and GPU, memory, disks, battery, time, whatever. It's really good because I have terrible internet at home, and the modem will disconnect from the internet. So I like this way so that it tracks what speed your internet's going at. So if my internet suddenly stops, I can be like, oh yeah, the internet is disconnected. It's not a problem with my computer, because the thing. So favorite educational apps. I nearly said edutainment apps, but edutainment app works too. I really only have one. It's called Flashcards, and I haven't even used it yet. But for what it is, it sounds like it's going to be really good. Flashcards Plus, I think, is what it's called. But I just search up Flashcards on the iOS App Store. Basically, you can write flashcards, like flashcards that you want to use to study. And I'm planning on using this because I'm doing the junior cert this year. Oh. So
I'm doing the leaving. So.
And what you can also do as well is you can upload your stack of flashcards, and other people can see them, and you can see other people's, and it's really good. Are either of ye on Reddit?
Yes.
No.
I am on Reddit. I only joined about 2 weeks ago, and I only really got into it, like last week. I'm subscribed to tons of them, but really I only pay attention to three, and that's the technology, the friend safari sharing for Pokemon X and Y.
Of course.
And the technology.
You said that twice.
Oh, share my thoughts.
Okay.
It's just the most random thoughts you can think of.
Yeah. When I go on Reddit, the like three subreddits that I really frequent would be the gaming subreddit, just because I like looking at it, because sometimes it's just like really stupid.
I like looking at it.
The Let's Play subreddit, because I actually kind of enjoy kind of just seeing like how other people in the Let's Play community are doing. And like it helps you get to like collabs and stuff. Like without Reddit, I wouldn't have gotten into the super mega collaborative Let's Play of Super Mario World twice, actually, because he was doing a second run. But and then Tales from Tech Support, which is basically people who work in like the tech support area of industry, like just giving out stories of people being like really stupid, like oh, fix my computer. And it's like, okay, picks up the desk, or takes the desktop, is going, don't you want my monitor? Why? So you can get my icons on my desktop right. As in, they thought that the monitor remembered stuff.
Okay,
or storing
I'm going
stuff in the monitor.
On to Reddit. On Safari, I Reddit set as my homepage. So, the first thing, let's find something interesting. Oh, I'm subscribed to r/Smash Bros. I don't really go onto it that often, but Sakurai's pick of the day. I won't mention it, but
is it more Samus in bikini?
Yeah, it not in the bikini. It's really just come over and look at it. It's like it's probably photoshopped.
No. All that is he's covered up all the clothing, and it looks even worse. He covered over all of her Sub-Zero suit costume, and it just looks like she's naked.
Wait, is that all she had? I thought Sub-Zero suit covered everything.
No, the Zero suit covered everything, but
yeah.
Below that, she also has like the same color. Kind of like a sports bra and like shorts.
Okay, why was she in that though?
She wore it in cutscenes for Metroid Fusion and Metroid Zero Mission, and whenever there was a game over, that's what she was wearing when the suit in Super Metroid explodes. So that's like her old costume before she even had the Zero suit.
Okay, so I think we... Does anybody have anything else to talk about? Because if not, I think we might as well wrap up, because we're at 25 minutes.
Can we talk about poverty?
About what?
Poverty.
Okay.
Poverty.
Go right ahead. You just might want to move over to the mic.
Basically, I've noticed that I'm really poor and I'd like money, please.
we're not soliciting money. You don't need to give money. Don't give money, actually.
Can I just have Fiverr, please?
No.
No, please.
And on that note.
And on that note, my fair listeners, we are going to
That's not our fandom name.
Yes, it is.
The Fair
Frolines. We are going to end today as we're on 29 minutes. Oh no, we have to stall for 30 seconds. Somebody stall for 30 seconds.
How do we stall? It's going to be very frustrating, and I'm not sure whether I can do it or not. It's really
I have an idea. Loading ...
Okay. Thank you again for listening. We will see you next week. Hopefully,
for the revamped version of the Coder Dojo podcast.
I have been Kevin Smith. You can find me on Twitter at @blackbeltedDragon. You can find Kieran on Twitter at, or you're not on Twitter. You can find Douglas on YouTube at
Modern Retro Gamer, all one word.
And thank you again for listening. We will see you next week.
You can find Luca at his house.
Yeah.
And the address is.
Thank you again. Thank you again to Luca for making the intro. Thank you again for Kieran also, maybe possibly. If you like the new podcast format, tell us. Send us a message, tweet at us, or tweet at me, or do something of some variety. Thank you again for listening. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
We got changed for the five.
Hey, I'm not interrupting again, am I?
Yeah. You are, but we'll edit it.